This is your KUTX soundcheck. Kenny Rogers has announced his retirement. The 78-year-old country legend says that his decision does not come from being in poor health or feeling burnt out from being on the road, but from the feeling that he's done everything he set out to do, saying, "I've had my turn, let someone else have it. It's not that I dislike music, it's just that I can't keep doing this and do what I want to do, which is spend time with my family." Rogers says his career kept him from being a part of a lot of special memories and moments with his older, now grown children, and isn't looking to spend the last leg of his life repeating that pattern. Rogers has 12-year-old twin boys and grandchildren he wants to dedicate his time to. Rogers has sold 120 million albums worldwide, won 3 Grammy Awards, and has charted records in each of the last 7 decades, totaling 24 number one hit singles and 12 number one albums. In November, Kenny Rogers will embark on the final leg of his final annual Christmas and Hits tour. He'll spend the first part of 2017 finishing out his career retrospective, The Gambler's Last Deal Tour, playing his final show on April 8th in Danville, Kentucky. Sometimes you just want to enjoy your music as it is, intact in its original explicit format. Other times you're in mixed company, at work without headphones, or driving people around on your fast and shift, and committing to fully explicit or fully censored music and playlists is a pain, and it kills your jive. So wouldn't it be nice if there is some sort of in-between? Dash Radio is releasing new technology aimed at rectifying that very situation. Allegedly starting today, certain stations on the app will allow listeners to toggle stations between explicit and clean in real time. When you're scrolling through station options, if a song playing is explicit, you can long press the icon of the station and it'll switch to a clean version of the playlist until you toggle it back to explicit. Now, the option isn't available on all stations quite yet, but Dash's biggest achievement in releasing this technology is that they beat Apple Music to the finish line. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.